A Massachusetts state trooper who was wounded in a shootout with a man wanted for killing a local police officer last month said he is healing and anxious to return to work. The trooper was identified publicly for the first time Monday and talked about the SWAT team raid during which he was shot. As a member of the Massachusetts State Police Special Technical Operations Unit for a decade, Trooper A.J. Cardew said he had routinely been sent into hundreds of dangerous situations, but he said he knew it would not be routine to try to arrest Jorge Zambrano, who was wanted for the murder of Auburn police officer Ronald Tarantino during a traffic stop in the early morning hours of May 22nd.
A situation like this is unique. I think a barricaded subject, a person so determined as this, is in fact unique, and not many times have we experienced this.
The SWAT team members found Zambrano holed up in a closet in a second-floor bedroom of a duplex house in Oxford. When police entered the room, Zambrano reached out with a handgun from behind clothes hanging in the closet and started firing. A bullet struck Cardew near the armpit in a gap in the Kevlar vest he was wearing. He said he was in a lot of pain, but did not panic.
I knew nothing vital was struck. I could feel all my fingers and toes, so I knew it wasn't that bad.
Other troopers returned fire and killed Zambrano. The bullet shattered the bone in his upper left arm. Cardew was released from the hospital on May 26th and attended the funeral for Officer Tarantino. He plans to start physical therapy soon and is hoping to be back on duty as soon as possible.
You want to seek some normalcy. You want to be able to go back to work and contribute and play with your children and play golf, quite frankly, and do the things that that make you happy.
Cardew, in a news conference at State Police Headquarters in Framingham, praised the paramedics from the UMass Memorial Hospital who work with the SWAT team, the doctors and nurses who took care of him, and fellow state troopers who provided moral support with such things as catered meals while he was in the hospital.
It's a tragedy that an officer had to die, so again, I just keep coming back to that. I hope people don't forget the Auburn police and the Tarantino family, and I hope they heal as fast as I am.
The news conference Monday was the first time police discussed in some limited detail the effort to apprehend Zambrano. Major Richard Pryor, the officer in charge of the raid in Oxford, said authorities tried for an hour to persuade Zambrano to surrender. A friend of the wanted man came out of the duplex and talked to police.
I asked if he was going to come out, and this subject stated no. He wants suicide by cop. He's not going to come out alive.
Zambrano had a long criminal record. He was on probation for assaulting a police officer. Some questioned if he should have been in jail. Cardew said he had no opinion on the controversy.
I don't think it's a proper exercise to start throwing blame around like that. We're police officers. We're not in charge of administrating justice. We do what we're supposed to do.
Cardew Monday also recalled a former colleague, State Trooper Thomas Clardy, who was killed on the Mass Pike in March when a speeding car slammed into the back of his cruiser. The two had come through the same police academy class 18 years ago. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.